One man that I know will have an opinion on this is Fox Sports' very own, and these days is RSN Central's very own, Jules De Stoop. Good morning to you, Jules.
Morning, Gareth. How are we?
I'm very well. I'm thinking Patton from the Hawthorn Football Club from the Giants will be the best recruit in 2020. That's my prediction.
Don't mind it. Yeah, and yep. It looked good last night.
He did.
Certainly looks like he's trimmed down. And look, he hasn't played footy for about 18 months, nearly 2 years. So I don't think we can expect too much too early. Look, it's a really good question. It's a hard question to answer. Obviously, we saw a few on show last night for the Saints. Look, I think we know Brad Hill is going to be a good player. And you throw in Zach Jones as well and a bit more Gresham in the midfield for the Saints, and they're going to have a lot more leg speed. Look, I think the Dolphins have recruited really well for what they need in Josh Bruce and Alex Keith. But I think the one that will turn out to be the recruit of the year for what this club needs, for what they gave up to get him, which was the future fourth round selection, is Sam Jacobs going to the Giants. Because if you watched late in the season last year, Shane Mumford looked pretty banged up. I'm not sure how much football Shane Mumford's got left in him. And look, Sam Jacobs, apart from a bit of a knee injury he had early last year, has been a very durable player. And it was only 2 years ago, or 2017, he was one of the best ruckmen in the competition. So I think for what the Giants need, I think Sam Jacobs is a really good pickup. I think he'll play more footy than Shane Mumford this year. And I think he'll be a very important part of that that puzzle up there as they look to go one step better than they did last year. So, yeah, there's some good players to look out for, but for mine, I think Jacobs might turn out to be the best value.
Sam was nearly an All-Australian in his late 20s, and then when he approached 30, he was injured, and then he really couldn't get a game for the Adelaide Football Club last year. So that's a big call, Jules. But we did have Phil Davis on RSN Central on Wednesday morning, and he predicted that Sam Jacobs will be having a big season. So you might be right on the money. I think Bradley Hill's a big pickup for the St Kilda Football Club. Talking about a football club, yeah, that needs a player to really fit their system. He is a player that can deliver some leg speed, outside speed to that football club. And I think he's a gun. He was superb there for the Fremantle Football Club last year. And he's a leader too these days, so I think he's a big recruit. Mikey Velasaris, the Carlton supporter, believes Jack Martin, Jules, will be the recruit of the year.
Well, it could be. I like Jack Martin. I think he's a good player. And unfortunately, we didn't see him yesterday in this little hit-out that they had at Princes Park yesterday. But I like Martin. I think he'll turn into a very, very good player for Carlton. I know he's been sporadic in his time at the Suns, but look, he's played a lot of half-forward in a pretty ordinary side. I think he can play midfield. I reckon he's tough. I reckon he's skillful. He can take a mark. So, I think he'll be a very, very good player for the Blues.
Now, you can't get carried away with the first practice match of the season.
No, you can't. But people do.
Yeah, they do. And I don't mind that. Football's such a big part of our lives here, especially here in Victoria and Tasmania. And we do get excited. It's been a long, long wait. It's a long summer. But Eddie Betts, first of all, at the Carlton Football Club, did he show enough to get you excited?
He was good. He was very good. And we spoke about this on the Hacks the other day, didn't we? That we thought he could have a good year. There'll be some crumbs there to get at Carlton. And look, in the first half that I saw yesterday of the practice match against Collingwood, I mean, as you say, it's a practice match. The Pies probably had 11 of their best 22 not playing. But he was playing on Isaac Quayner, who's a player that Collingwood rate really highly. And Eddie was excellent. Couple of goals, missed a couple of others, set another couple of up. So I think he's going to be a pretty handy player for the Blues. Yesterday, obviously, there was no Charlie Curnow. There was no Harry Mackay. Levi Casbolt went back forward and did some nice things, and he'll provide plenty of crumbs for Eddie. So, and the other great thing out of that game was that Sam Doherty got through unscathed. So lots to like for the Blues yesterday. But no doubt that Eddie kicking goals at Princes Park certainly got everyone up and about.
Tom Mitchell, his performance there yesterday was pretty good. Do you think he can play some good football that will see him? He probably won't be able to reach the heights that he did a couple of seasons back, but will he be a player that can help Hawthorn get back into the finals?
Oh, I think so. Yeah, no, I don't think it'll take too long for Tom Mitchell, to be honest. The way he plays, he's very much an accumulator. He's in and under. He doesn't rely on leg speed or amazing agility. So I think the fact that he's coming back from a serious leg injury, the way he plays, it won't take him too long. As he said after the game last night, he felt like his touch was a bit off, which you would expect in his first game for nearly 18 months now. But no, it's a massive, I mean, stating the obvious, but it's a massive inclusion. I mean, 600 possessions he had the year before. So you add that back into your midfield, he'll make O'Meara a better player. He'll make Warple a better player. So he's big. And I like what the Hawks have done off-season as well. I think Frost from Melbourne's a good acquisition from them. He can really lock down on a player, which allows, frees up Sicily even more. He didn't play last night. And look, they're going to go big up forward, which is, you know, once they decided last year that Roughhead wasn't part of the plan, they decided to get games into Mitchell Lewis. They got games into O'Brien later in the year. Now they're throwing Patton in. And they're pretty determined to go with those three big boys up front. So it's an interesting forward setup. Gunston will come back into that side as well. So I think there's a lot to like for Hawks fans as well. And for mine, I think they're the team from outside the eight that will jump back into the finals this year.
I'm with St Kilda. I think they will be the big movers in 2020. But I guess that's why this season's so exciting. There's so many unknowns. It'll be a side that no doubt will surprise a few and move up the ladder. And there will be a disappointment in 2020. There always is. And
every year. Every year.
And there was an interesting tweet. And I know you made a comment on that during the week. I think the four sides were Geelong, GWS...
Yes.
And there was two other sides.
The Bulldogs.
And one side out of that four will probably won't make the top eight. Which side?
Well, history says that'll be the case. I mean, there's normally two changes on average, and there's always a side that pretty much comes from the bottom four or bottom six to make the top four. I mean, it happened with Brisbane last year. So I'm not sure which one of those sides will miss. Look, I think you won't agree with this, but I think out of those four, my biggest concern would be the Lions. I just think the Lions, they've got a much tougher draw. History says they won't have as good a run with injury as they did last year. They'll be much more hunted this year, given teams have had a really good look at them. So I think out of those four, they would be the most vulnerable out of the four that you mentioned there. But there's so much to play out. Injuries play such a part. But if I just had to say one of those four, I would say the Lions right now.
If the Lions don't beat the Bulldogs this season and finish high on the ladder, I will...
Oh, here we go.
I don't know. I'll do something outrageous because it simply won't happen. I'm trying to think. Maybe I'll put on a barbecue for our listeners on a Friday morning, free coffee.
Well, there you go. That's a good deal.
Yeah, we'll do an OB somewhere. So no, we'll do an OB at a local cafe here in Melbourne, or I'll put on breakfast. There you go.
So Lions finish higher than the Dogs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they've got too many A grade players. The Lions, look, the Doggies have got some young players on the up. Bontempelli, yes, but I don't think. And plus the Lions do have a home ground advantage. Yeah. It's big. So,
You make some good arguments.
Got the best centre-half back in the competition. I think they've got some nice, young, progressive forwards. Their midfield's superb. I think Sorko's A-grade. I think Lockie Neal's definitely B-plus towards A-grade.
Martin's a good ruckman. They tick a lot of boxes.
And they will improve, I think, from last year.
Well, they're going to have to go out to improve because they were a very good side last year.
Hey, Jules, enjoy the rest of your day. What's planned for a journey from Fox Sports on a day like this?
I might trek out to Casey this afternoon. So there's a bit of a practice game between Melbourne and Essendon. Now, Melbourne, there won't be many senior listed players playing because they're playing tomorrow out there at Casey against the Crows, but the Bombers have got a few going around. So I might have a look at that. I love going to look at the practice games in the club. You just pick up little things here and there. So I might trek out there to beautiful Casey this afternoon and have a look at that game.
You might be able to find one for your Supercoach side. Just a sneaky.
I hope so. Yep. I'm not very good at Supercoach, Gareth. So if you've got any pointers, I'd be happy to take them.
Yeah, well, I'm not very good at it either. So that's why I don't participate in it. Anyway, Jules, thanks for that.
Have a good weekend, mate.